God is good.
And all the time.
Good morning. It is so great that you are here today. We appreciate your presence as we gather together to worship God on this gorgeous day, or at least what looks to be a gorgeous day. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning to First Church as we celebrate what God is doing in our lives. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you so much for you listening in this morning. Well, if you would get your announcements out, we have several inserts, don't we? Ladies, please forgive me. Guys, join in with me. I think this is purple. However, I learned from my son the other day that purple really isn't a color, so I don't know what it is. Anyway, we are right after this service. We are having an open house celebration, and we invite you to come. It's like if you want to go out these doors, each room has something different, a different ministry area that the church has that is, I don't know, I just think they're all pretty awesome myself. But anyway, if you're visiting with us, we want you to join as well. And if you go down into the fellowship hall, which is underneath of us, every room down there has a sign by the door that says what's in there. I know the youth are going to be in the gymnasium, which is right here. And so there's a lot of different groups. Every different organization that we know of is going to be down there that was interested in getting this together today. We appreciate the evangelism team for helping us get this organized. Here is the insert that kind of says what's going on and what's available. And so we really would like everyone, because I don't know about you all, even those who attend regularly, I am sure you don't know everything that takes place in this church. As pastor, I know I don't. And it's just like a mentor of mine used to say, who'd been pastor for many years. He says, Eric, if you know everything that's going on in a church, not enough's going on. So that's kind of the philosophy that I have. And so I know they're all awesome things, and I am excited about it myself. So please, take advantage of this. Be with us. I know the fellowship team is going to serve popcorn and cookies, I believe. I'll be first in line downstairs. So come down for that. Also, Ice Cream Social, second generation concert. They are supposed to be really great. So make sure you come. Now, I was told it doesn't do the fellowship team much good if you just put a check mark here and then turn that in the offering plate. They would like your name so they can contact you, let you know what, or ask you what you're bringing and things like that. So if you would put your name in one of these spots, if you're interested in bringing ice cream or a dessert on September 27th, that way they can give you a call and say, what flavor of ice cream? Maybe I will make that call. I don't know. A very important thing today as well, in your blue insert, which has all of our announcements, new youth times. Youth, please pay very special attention to this. If your youth or a grandchild who is a youth isn't here today, make sure you remind them at 4:30 to 6, junior high youth will meet. That's 6th through 8th grade. At 6 o'clock, from 6 to 6:30, both junior high and senior high will eat together. And then at 6:30, the senior high youth takes over from 6:30 to 8. So make sure that you are aware of those times. That will be a fun time, I am sure. A lot going on. As you can see, this is a... Whoa! As you can see, this is a very active church in the life of this community. So please pay special attention to that. I would like to lift up, too, that the John Boyce Middle School cheerleaders will be having their car wash this Sunday, today, September 7th, at Murphy Oil. That's the Walmart parking lot. They'll be there from, beginning right now, until 4 o'clock. So if you would like to support the middle school cheerleaders, please make sure that you go out there to the Walmart parking lot and get your car washed and give them a little bit of money to help support that organization. Finally, I have some sign-up sheets. The churches in the community are joining in on something that's taken place for several years, and that's fifth quarter after home ball games. And we are doing this coming Friday, September 12th. And so we're going to have some sign-up sheets here at the back for you. We need 20 adults for this. Jamie and I went to River Church on Friday night and experienced that fifth quarter just so we knew and understood what to do. And we're going to need about 20 volunteers, among other things. So please pay attention to this whenever you leave today or go down to the open house today. If you are interested in supporting the community, the youth of this community, please help us out in that regard.